American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. We'll know more about election returns in the coming hours. According to Outlet 538's forecast, both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris have a roughly equal chance to win the presidency. And Vice President Kamala Harris is hoping to celebrate a big victory in Washington, D.C. tonight. Here's Fox's Mark Meredith.
Today, the vice president is keeping a fairly low profile, no press conferences. She is speaking to a few radio hosts in the battleground states, but the vice president is also counting on what they've been doing the last couple of weeks, crisscrossing the battleground states, trying to get out the vote. We have seen the phone banking operation, the door knocking, and while speaking to a North Carolina radio host today, she said she believes voters at the end of the day are simply tired of Donald Trump.
Frankly, I think people are exhausted.
With this
spirit and this approach that's been about trying to divide people and have them turn and point fingers at each other, I think people are done with that. They want a fresh start.
The election watch party here in downtown D.C. at Howard University, security is certainly much stronger than you would see on a normal day, even for some of the other presidential events, the rallies we've seen. It's much more like what we saw at the conventions.
Some believe it will be days before the election results are known. The Harris campaign says they reached more than 800,000 voters by knocking on doors in Pennsylvania. Michigan will be central in deciding who wins the presidency and which party has control of the Senate. Here's Fox Business correspondent Grady Trimble.
Former President Trump and his campaign have been targeting two key groups of voters. Number one, auto workers who disagree with their union's endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris. And number two, Arab Americans who are unhappy with the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the wars in the Middle East. In the state's tight Senate race, those are key issues for Republican hopeful Mike Rogers as well. But his opponent, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, has been hitting him on a key issue for Democrats, abortion.
Mike Rogers, the Republican Senate candidate, supported restrictions on abortion when he was a congressman between 2001 and 2015. Rogers says he would oppose a national abortion ban if elected to the Senate, the same position former President Donald Trump holds. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger explains how the state's polling places reacted after they received non-credible bomb threats from foreign actors on Election Day.
Most of the precincts, they just kept on voting. But in a few areas, they just paused while they did a check. And so like a 30-minute, 40-minute kind of wait for there. Not very many. So I think we're right now looking at less than a dozen across the entire state.
Two polling places near Atlanta were evacuated after getting the threats, which came in from phone calls. Secretary Raffensperger says they were false and will not interfere in Georgia's election process. Social media erupted with criticism of Google today after voters noticed the tech giant helped locate where to vote for Vice President Kamala Harris, but failed to inform potential voters of former President Trump's where they could cast a ballot. While many have insisted Google was interfering in the election, the company claims it was simply a technical glitch that has been fixed. When Where Can I Vote for Harris was entered into Google, the site provided information on where to vote and allowed users to input their address to determine the closest voting location. However, when Where Can I Vote for Trump was asked, Google failed to inform users where to vote. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has fired his defense minister Yoav Gallant. Here's Fox's Trey Yingst.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has fired the country's defense minister, Yoav Gallant. We just got a statement from the previous defense minister. He says, quote, "The security of the state of Israel always was and will always remain my life's mission." Now, last year, Netanyahu fired Gallant. This led to mass demonstrations across the streets of this country. And remember, this comes amid the backdrop of rising regional tension and an ongoing war that has started nearly 400 days ago as the Israelis brace for a possible attack from Iran. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has immediately replaced Gallant with Israel Katz, the country's foreign minister.
The U.S. has repeatedly warned Jerusalem against hitting Iran's energy infrastructure, saying they're concerned that it could prompt an outright regional war. Keep it right here at the conclusion of this newscast for American Family Radio's live election night coverage. Tim Wildman, Ed Vitagliano, and Fred Jackson will be your hosts. AFN will also have radio updates through the night, as well as print coverage on AFN.net. Keep it right here. No matter the outcome of the election, Jesus is still in control. I'm Robert Thornton.